just slides off, and you just don't give any attention to it, because there's so much absolute, amazing wonderfulness going on in the world that we waste if we're using up our time by worrying about things that aren't going to affect us anyway.
Right. That are outside our control, that aren't going to affect you. But what
is... they're definitely in our control, because we control how we react to them.
Okay, very good. But that's the only thing we can control, is our reaction to them. We can't control the event itself, is what I meant.
Well, that's another kind of niggly point.
Okay.
We get those questions all the time. Well, can I affect someone else's reality? And presumably you can. We have incredible testimonials of people who say, well, the fireworks were going to happen, but they predicted rain, and everybody had their raincoats on. And one guy says, well, not in my world. And then his whole family says, yeah, not in our world. And they had a great fireworks with no rain. And I've done that for decades. You know, it'll work out. Everything will be fine.
Right.
And it is. So you can create your reality, and maybe the reality within you. Ion talks about the aspect of other worlds, that we think we're just living in this one 3D world, but our whole interspace is many-dimensional and may include other worlds. So I often wonder, well, then when I'm experiencing a positive reality and someone's experiencing a negative reality, does that mean I've just flipped into one of my other worlds where I just won't tolerate a negative experience?
Right, right. But what got you to the epiphany and the ability to not be affected, to have so much control over your reactions so that you don't react in a detrimental way? Like here in traffic, somebody cuts you off, and the first thing you want to do is get on that horn and say, let me see what this driver is. Is it, you know, what kind of a driver? Oh, that little punk, blah, blah, blah. You know, to not even have that kind of reaction. What is it to get to that point?
Well, it doesn't even matter if you have that reaction. You can blast off, and then you can chuckle and say, poor guy, he must be having a bad day.
Right.
Or, well, that caused me to go into a different lane. That probably saved my life. And you can kind of educate yourself in reaction by thinking those thoughts and going through that process. But after a little bit, you just do it automatically. And it doesn't matter if you have a little bit of a rage attack. I mean, that's okay.
Okay.
It's not about judging anything.
Oh.
It's just, and at the same time, it's not about going around, you know, like a bully. You don't want to be noticed so much that people will notice that, hey, I mean, I get this all the time from people. That's why I kind of stay detached. It's like, how come you're so happy?
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with you? You're too happy.
Yeah.
You know, you could say that about Bob as well. So thank goodness we're both kind of happy people. And we don't get mad at each other for our happiness quotient.
So how would you, in Ionic terms, talk about depression and talk about schizophrenia, the hearing of voices, those negative thought forms? What is that? Is that somebody that is stuck in one of their parallel worlds and somehow likes it? And how do people escape that?
Yes, most likely schizophrenia is someone experiencing different worlds, or at the very least having some astral projection when they're sleeping, and then that allowing them to be in other worlds. I mean, one of my major experiences with other worlds was waking up one morning and feeling that the back of my right hand was red and sore, and it looked burnt. And it turned out I had a third degree burn on the back of my right hand, and it's still abnormal. I didn't sunscreen it while it was healing, so it's all freckled, and it looks completely different than my other hand. And this was in the beginning of ION, and he said, oh, yeah, that was just you. We were having tea in Thailand, and you decided that you just pour the tea on your hand so you could remember the your journey to another place in time.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic.
So what would someone else think of that if they woke up with a burn? You know, they might start telling themselves a story of you know, disconnection or less thanness or
Men in Black. Or like Men in Black, or somebody came in and, you know, in their dreams.
Yeah, or the aliens abducted me. Oh, my, I never thought of that. Oh.
Yeah.
So then you create this story and start doubting yourself and don't have access to the information that might let you know, look, what's going on in your world is normal. You are just kind of retrieving experiences and memories that you just kind of put on the back burner of a 3D world, but don't realize you're living in a 10D world.
Wow, 10D. Love that. Now we're talking with the Doctor of the Future right here. Now, on your site, don't see anything about healing. See things about completement. And I know that's another revelation that you've had through your studies. Talk about completement.
Yes, that's another ionization. I guess we were talking about supplements and supplementation, and ION started talking about completement, where you're not adding to, you're not supplementing, you're not sort of nitpicking and minimizing. You're actually completing your body, completing yourself. I didn't talk about the number of strands. You know, we have these 26 strands of DNA, but ION says we're going to have 144,000 strands of DNA in each one of our cells. And, I mean, that is just, you know, amazing, 144,000. And with that sort of perfection, we have achieved eternity.
In this physical body? Well, yeah, it would have to be.
In this physical, yes, yes, exactly.
Wow. any time frame?
There is no time.
Ah, okay.
It's already happened.
It's already happened. Ah, so is this then, so have you, have you then, Doc, realized this?
Yes, yes, I can, every time I'm asked, I can say the words without blinking or thinking.
Right.
So it's in my reality.
Yes. That is such an interesting thing. Every once in a while in talking about, you know, what it is to understand, you know, where you are in relationship to yourselves, I say to people, okay, look in the mirror and sit there and say, I love you. You know, you are fantastic. And if you have any feedback, if you have any cringe, if you have any anxiety, et cetera, it's kind of a test to a certain amount of toxins and all different states of, you know, subatomic to, you know, chemical states that are in us. And so about your iCell patent, what other products are you looking to bring to market for people to be able to have that kind of completeness reconstruction? Or addition?
There's a list of them, but I'm not prepared to give it out. What ION usually says about that is people should just ask for what they want, what they think would be in their future possibility. If we decide, oh, we're going to make this, we're allowing you to ascend by default. But if you can think of it and in your mind say, oh, yeah, you know, I'd like to have an iCell water, or I'd like to have an iCell plant fertilizer. If you can start imagining those things and speaking about them, and then they turn up, you'll say, yeah, that's what I created that.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
Rather than the way it's done now is by advertising. And in medicine, it's creating the disease and then offering the cure, so that they force you to demand it or accept it. When I said that sentence, I think of the HIV and AIDS groups in New York when it was rampant there. The lobby groups for HIV and AIDS were demanding to have AZT. I mean, just outright demanding it. You know, I will burn myself in front of your drug company if you don't give me this drug.
Yes.
That then turned out to be
so toxic.
Killing people.
Right.
So when you look back at that sort of level of demanding other people to take care of you, demanding things that are going to harm you, you can see the level of hypnosis that's rampant in our society and that commercialism depends on.
It certainly does. It absolutely does. On the lines, Dr. Carolyn Dean, her website, drcarolyndean.com. So many great things. You can get on her email newsletter. Always check her blog. There's a wellness program to get you situated. So many resources. Of course, all of her great books. And you can even talk with her. Consultations. She is super busy. So it's mostly the individuals that are certainly her clients that she has time for. But there's so many resources there that you will, definitely be able to benefit from, the doctor of the future. And we're going to ask her about that. That is, quite a big statement, and she is living up to that. And let's get back into what the future looks like through her eyes here on Project Next. KPFK Radio. Be back in a second. Project Next.
Elixir for the human mind.
You know the problem. Now, what are you going to do about it? Stand by to converge at projectnext.us. That's www.projectnext.us.
Oh, dagnabbits, you know, of course, we are getting our lovely Nextus.us deal up and going and things like that. In the meantime, there is kpfk.org, that goodness. And, of course, for that completeness of you, there is Dr. Carolyn Dean. .com. And so we're just going to jump back into it because we know how quickly this time flies, and we haven't had on the good doctor in a while, and that is going to certainly be alleviated. Going to have more and more of Dr. Dean. And so, hey doc, as the doctor of the future, why are you taking that as a moniker? Where is medicine going, and why is this the place that you are situating yourself? I mean, of course, you want to be in the future, but tell us about that sliver, the multiplicity of the future that you are harnessing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the doctor of the future is a name that Dr. Stephen Sinatra gave me. He's a natural medicine cardiologist.
Yes.
When he met me many years ago, he was blown away by the fact that I had a medical degree and a naturopathic degree.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought it was the best combination of education and information for the future.
Yes.
And he wanted to start a program where somebody trained medical doctors in naturopathic medicine. And I kind of had that inkling many years ago before I realized that doctors just, they don't have the time, energy, ambition, nothing. They are not going to embrace natural medicine en masse. It's up to us. And if there is going to be a future, then we're responsible for it. And doctor of the future, I just took it from Dr. Sinatra, but it kind of falls apart a bit because there is no future. It's all, you know, present, past, future, all glommed together. But even though I can talk the Ionic talk and live the Ionic life, I still, as you said, I have a consulting practice. I still put out my blogs a couple times a week where I work with people wherever they're at.
Exactly.
If someone is not Ionic, it doesn't bother me because
right.
I know that I have been non-Ionic too. I know people are where they're at. So
right.
I'll work with people who want to be worked with. I'm, I will never take a client, for example, if a relative says, oh, you've got to talk to my relative and fix them or take care of them, or they really don't understand natural medicine, so you have to convince them that the drugs are wrong. I mean, all those words, forget it. I'm just shooting bullets at those words because
Right. It's
not my job. I'll only talk with people and give them information if they want to talk with me and receive information. And my old buddy, David Worster,
yeah,
who was the channel for awareness for many years, when I told him that I was going to medical school, he said, okay, well, just remember, never impose yourself on anybody. Mm-hmm. Make sure that they ask first. Mm-hmm. Because if you start imposing, you know, just like any amount of forceful imposition will drain your energy and you'll take on more than you should. So it always has to be this exchange between me and the individual who would like to work with me.
Right, absolutely, because the healing is personal. It, you know, it can't be prescribed. It's really personal for it to be effective. They've got to want it.
It's got to be theirs, because another ION message is that healing is only for dogs. You make a dog heal. So if I'm pretending to be a healer and healing someone, it means I'm taking away your ability. I'm making you feel less than, because you have to go to someone other than yourself to be, quote-unquote, healed, because it's within your power. And that's what's frustrating about folks today, is they're running from away from drugs, maybe, but they're running toward alternative medicine, hoping that there's a pill in alternative medicine to help them.
Absolutely, but they don't necessarily have to change their habits. Just make my habits, my toxic habits, livable or something.
Right, but you can't medicate yourself out of a disease that you've behaved yourself into.
Yeah.
That's a Robbie Mitchell quote. So if you've been behaving in such a way that it's offending your mind and your body, you're not going to take a pill to get rid of that. But if you're so-called offending your body, if you're smoking, drinking alcohol, and your mind doesn't think that that's a problem, you'll be fine. I mean, you've heard the stories, the Jack Benny story. Oh, yeah, he died of cigar smoking at the age of 100.
Oh, my. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Right.
So if you're happy doing what you're doing, then usually your body, your mind will not say, oh, you're bad. I mean, what's causing so much of the illness these days is people reading the constant headlines. Cholesterol is bad for you. Salt is bad for you. I mean, this crazy business about salt being bad for you, we've lived on sea salt for centuries. Animals walk hundreds of miles to their salt licks in order to get the necessary minerals they need. What did we do? We created sodium chloride and called it salt. It's not.
Go.
It's sodium and chlorine. And it's got none of the 72 minerals that are found in sea salt. So one of my blogs, I think it was just last week, it's called The Solution to Dehydration. And it's just to take a eighth or a 16th teaspoon of a good sea salt and put that in every pint of water that you drink. So you're drinking a mildly salt solution all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And seriously, it will infuse your cells with all the minerals they need. If you've been waking up at night to go to the bathroom, that won't happen anymore, because the water is in your cells. It's not just flushing from your mouth out to your, I was going to say anus, but that isn't quite anatomical. So you're not just losing the water that you drink. It's in your body doing what it should be doing. So people who are sweating now with the heat, they're mm-hmm. losing a lot of minerals, and they probably just replace it with salt tablets, but what they need is sea salt. Sea salt is a food. Sodium chloride is a chemical.
So what about, like, Gatorade? What electrolytes? What's that all about?
The Gatorades, most of the electrolyte solutions, you look on the labels, and it's sugar and salt, sugar and sodium chloride.
Okay.
And what the sugar does is it goes actually to your brain cells, and it swells them. What we think is happening in the desert, you know, with the soldiers over in the Middle East, they're sweating out so much that their T-shirts stand up when they dry. They stand up with all the minerals in the sweat. And to replace it, if they're just getting sugar and sodium chloride, then they're actually causing their cells to suck up too much sugar, and they can get brain swelling, and they can actually have accidents because they're disoriented.
Wow. I had no idea. That's incredible information. Let me ask you something now. Because of all the work that you've been doing with Ion, I notice you still write a lot about magnesium. Why is that still so important?
Well, even Ion says magnesium is very important. He likes it in the ionic or angstrom form, but the minerals are important. I don't think you can get away from what Linus Pauling said, that you can trace every ailment, every sickness, every disease to a mineral deficiency. And maybe when I'm enlightened, I won't need magnesium. Maybe I'll just be able to get it out of the air. But part of my magnesium quest is to give people at least one simple supplement, one solution that's the basis of good health, and that is magnesium, and you add sea salt to that, and you've got two bases of good health. And it's part of what I said earlier, Evan, that I meet people where they are, and
right.
About 80% of the population is magnesium deficient, so I can talk about it all day and every day, and that will help people make the connection with their own health, and then they can decide whether or not they want to take magnesium.
So science is saying something interesting about the idea of longevity. One of them is that you need to sit less than 3 hours per day. Also, don't have a happy-go-lucky attitude, but a prudent and persistent one, and also calorie restriction as a way to long life. What do you think?
Well, the calorie restriction, that comes and goes. I mean, the thing about calorie restriction is you have to make sure that the calories you do eat have a lot of nutrients. And starving yourself does put the body in more of an efficient mode. It becomes more efficient and utilizes what it has because it doesn't have that much. But I've heard a lot of negative things about the calorie restriction. One of the guys that really promoted it, he died pretty young, so it didn't work for him. I'm not that keen on calorie restriction. Only sitting 3 hours a day, I know that I'm aware of that. I didn't hear that as a specific rule, and you know, we don't like rules. And I spend a lot of time on the computer, but what I do is most of the time I'm standing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple of standing desks.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just put my laptop on that and make sure I'm not sitting. Or I'll lie down and read. Or
mm-hmm. What is it? Then what is it about sitting?
It's puts unnatural pressure on your spine. I think that's what they're saying.
Oh, okay.
And the third thing, what was that?
The idea that your attitude, that having a happy-go-lucky attitude is actually against survival and longevity, because you'll continue doing these nasty habits and like, oh, la, 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 everything's fine, and that what you need to do is have a prudent and persistent one, actually looking at reality and measuring what you eat and making sure to stand versus sitting and things like that.
Well, I it's
kind of a combo.
I fine-tune that. I mean, the attitude is so important, and a happy-go-lucky attitude is what's got me where I am today.
Right, right.
But at the same time, I mean, just because you're happy-go-lucky doesn't mean you're stupid. So
right.
I think they're missing the point there, because if you go back to Ion, Ion talks about having no mind. And it's not really Buddhist philosophy. It's just that the mind is a labyrinth, and you can get caught up on it, up in your mind, and make your rules. And when you have a rule about anything, then that leaves a little negative in your mind. I mean, the whole placebo business, the whole shock of a diagnosis, for example, the conflict of diagnosis of cancer is probably what kills people more than cancer.
Yes, ma'am.
So you go to a doctor and you have a problem, and the doctor says, well, it may be cancer. Now, you don't hear the maybe. You don't even hear if they say there's a slight chance. You hear the word cancer.
That's right.
And if your mind is spun out of control on that word, then you start voicing that word and you tell your friends and family, then, like we said a little while earlier, then you're creating that reality.
And that is, I think, part of why you are the doctor of the future, which is bringing in not only where people are at, but bringing down all these other dimensions and giving people access to them. And that's what's so brilliant about your website, drcarolindean.com. So much is there for you, darlings. You must go and dip into this rigor. It is absolutely stupendous, and it was really great. We got to offer some of the trial of the RNA drops for some of the listeners here, and so we'll have to have you back and really dip into that. Maybe if you can be nocturnal sometime, we can take some calls from people that have taken RNA drops and just hear about what you think about them. But lastly, you know, with all of the work that's happening in genetic sequencing in this dimension, et cetera, is there anything exciting you are seeing happening in the 3D with what's being done with the genetic decoding? Is there anything you're interested in?
Well, what I've learned from folks who are doing,
that they're decoding, or that they are...
Yeah, I know that none of the gene sequencing experiments have worked where they find an abnormality and then try to fix it. That has not been working. I guess, I go back to the RNA drops and the eye cells being the way to perfect yourself. But this business of... the cord blood or the fetal blood?
Yeah, embryonic stem cells.
The stem cell business. I'm hearing some good things about self-stem cells, taking your own stem cells and injecting them.
Right.
But that it's still kind of early. It's very expensive. But what I learned from some clinics setting up in Mexico is that, yes, we can do the stem cells, and yes, it looks like it helps people, but then if they stay on their same diet and have their same attitude, don't exercise, don't kind of take care of their physical bodies, then they go right back to where they were.
Wow, now that's very interesting. Okay. Well, Dr. Dean, how fantastic. Thank you for taking time out of your amazing, beautiful, and busy day out there in Maui. I'm sure you can invite us all out sometime. Just appreciate everything you do.
Oh, thank you, Evan, and I appreciate what you do. You have the best show ever. Thank you.
Wow, that is absolutely fantastic. So that means you'll come back, yes?
Absolutely.
Great. All right. In the meantime, darlings, drcarolindean.com is the place to convene, get on that wellness program, start getting into her being that go-between between you and Ionic Health, and get ready, all right, for your goodness. And so, Dr. Dean, have a wonderful day, and thanks again. All right, I think she is already head off into one of her other
worlds. No, I'm not. Oh,
okay.
I'm here.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, great. All right, darling, stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the second hour of Project Next on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, streaming worldwide at kpfk.org. Project Next.
Purifying the humankind.
Hello, darlings, and we are here live at KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, San Diego, and of course, beautiful Santa Barbara. How are you guys? Wasn't that fun? Oh, my gosh, that Dr. Dean is going to be with us. I'm going to make sure and not have any time lapse before getting her back on KPFK. She is going to be our health guru here, along with so many other folks who talk about health and are going to bring a longevity wealth to you through what they know. And so that is just so fun. And because we were talking about ION so much and things like that, I thought it would be fun because Bob has sent out a number of really great snippets of talks from ION, etc. We have this great little blurb here. We're just going to, you know, start off this hour with a little bit of ionic swage here, swag. And it is going to be a little clip of a talk, or a little clip of him and their show when they were talking about Finnegan's Wake. And so, I don't know. Here's just a little bit of our magnificent ION just to throw in and say hi to all of you darlings. Let's listen in. This guy's trying to talk about Finnegan's Wake. It's very funny. Listen to this. He's trying to figure it out.
How do you even pronounce that word?
Archibuzers.
Of his hagion to synthesize with the bread.
Rich. Oh, my Lord.
Bread
chest biasness.
His sweato velour.
Sweeto velour. Do coast so far fully, the longer thuds of his shackle salaries were fined at variance with the sendals of the sumpulium of his babs kissed necra greasy most got the hoof from the filly off the us. After 1,000 yaws, old gripes come my sheepskins, wow, will you be lying to the world, escape, mushki and pious, all for 1,000 yours, immersed in grips and gregory, be goat of Mac-Muhammad's, yours may be still, O Muki, more both eared. Us shall be chosen as the first of the last by the Electress of Valhalla. Absolved the Mushki Nibli for para unicum of Ilijax. Us am in our stabulary, and that is what Ruby and Roby fall for blissen. The pills, the nasal wash, Yardley's, the army man cut, a British as bond strict, and a straight cut as when that broken arch traveler from Nezuland. We come fused, the grips limpy, shall not even be the last of the first, we hope. When oust are visitated by the veiled horror, a And he added, me are relying entirely, see the fourth third of Issy bed, on the weightiness of Mir's breath. Puffet, unsidebarred, embrosure, relentless foe to social and business successes. Our inhalium, it might have been a happy evening, but...
I have to exit out of it right then, because Ion goes on to say, and that's, you know, the bleep. This is how you bleep and deal with Finnegan's Wake. But hello, Ion, disembodied, non-physical, ripping pages out of Finnegan's Wake and performing it just incredibly well. I'm sorry, I just thought it was absolutely brilliant. And so just for breaking in and bringing Ion just to put a tease into your minds, remember howionic.com is the website to go to. And yeah, just fantastic. And also because there is just an amazing friend of Bob. His name is Jerry Fialka, and he runs the Finnegan's Wake study group over in Venice. And he is, and so I just, you know, for one, out of honor of the work that he has continually done, to be able to try and bring that to people's knowledge and help them break down this quadratic equation of literature and how that is talking on so many dimensions at once, and Jerry is dedicated to bringing that down. Well, he has this amazing wife. Her name is Susie Williams, and just like a little shout out on something that's coming up this Saturday. My music go. Coming up this Saturday, July 14th at 7:30 at Beyond Baroque, Susie Williams is going to be doing the Lit Show, and that's July 14th coming up. And you know what? I have heard that she puts on absolutely a spectacular show, and she's played at Carnegie Hall with Storm and Norman Zamchek and performed with Moses Pelton's Palobolas dance troupe, and has worked with Van Dyke Parks, Buster Poindexter, Mark Shaman, Nicholas Ray, Bette Midler, Horace Silver. So she is just one of our little archangels that performs all over the U.S., and she is going to be at Beyond Baroque on Saturday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. That's at 681 of Venice Boulevard. And you can go to laughtears.com/Beyond Baroque. And it's just great, actually. We have like a little you can find her, of course, on YouTube. Just, you know, put in Susie Williams. But this is a little bit of what this marvel of L.A. Has been doing around the Southland.
Friends, and they come to me, but their eyes filled with tears, because the guy don't call, why can't he see, she gave him love so sincere. I terribly they query, what the age of this new beau, she tells me 10 years younger. Well, that's all I need to know. Get an older man, darling. You won't regret the him yourself. An older man, darling. He's been around. Yeah. He knows the town.
All right. Well, you know what? She's going to be performing this Saturday at Beyond Baroque. That's her song, Get an Older Man. All right. I know a lot of folks feel that way. And so that is the Susie Williams, the really fantastic singer, performs all over the U.S. She's going to be performing at Beyond Baroque this Saturday. And just go to laughtears.com and see more. And, of course, Jerry Fialka runs the Finnegan's Wake Club out there, study group at the Venice Library. And so, I don't know, just some goodness, shout out, some antennas that reach out from Ion, reach out from Bob, reach out from Dr. Dean, etc. Good people doing good things on all these different dimensions. And so, there it is. The number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. All right, darlings. So, something that is in the news, and that we might talk about in the second hour if you're interested in it. You guys heard about the shooting of the homeless man down in Fullerton that has made the news. Kelly Thomas, was it? I think that's his name. Kelly Thomas. And so there's been a super, you know, it's really hit the news about police abuse and violence and, you know, everything to that effect. And his father, I guess, has some pretty big standing down there. So he's gotten a lot of notoriety. He's gotten you know, John and Ken on KFI, etc., to actually go out and start talking about police abuse and everything. When, hello, police abuse has been going on for so long, but all of a sudden, here it is, that it's this, you know, a white kid in Fullerton that gets beaten up, and all of a sudden they're behind it. And my question here is this. You know how hard it is already. It's really hard being a police officer. That is like one of the worst jobs because you always see people at their worst, okay? All the time you see people at their worst. And so, you know what, here, I am managing. I'll be right back. I got to get these people that are calling in. Number here is 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. Let me get these people on hold. I'll be right back. You guys are so sweet. KPFK.